Hello and welcome to the Wolf Sports Show, Super Bowl 59 edition, last episode of the season. Chiefs-Eagles for the second time in 3 years. A rematch of what was an excellent Super Bowl 2 years ago. The Chiefs winning 38-35. A shootout, controversial. Holding call at the end of the game, you might remember James Bradbury. That allowed the Chiefs to just run out the clock and kick a game-winning field goal by Harrison Butker. Enthusiasm actually seemed somewhat down for the Super Bowl. I guess not surprising, another rematch. The Chiefs, remember, beat the Niners twice under Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, lost to the Bucks and Tom Brady, and now after beating the Niners the second time last season, now facing the Eagles again, looking for their fourth title and the first, of course, three-peat in Super Bowl history. Philadelphia totally dominated the NFC title game last week against the Commanders. Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts each had three rushing touchdowns. Hurts threw for another to A.J. Brown. Commanders, obviously a great first season under Dan Quinn. Definitely a culture establisher there. They did it by adding a lot of veteran pieces, veteran leaders throughout the locker room and roster. Paid off. Might lose some guys this offseason. We'll see if they can sustain the success and make more deep playoff runs in the future. For the Bills, just heartbreaking. A lot of talk about the officiating, which is so unfortunate. I don't think there's any question Josh Allen got that first down on the quarterback sneak. Who knows what happens from there? Chiefs are a great team, still certainly could have won, even if the Bills convert that. Definitely a big call, though, in a poor spot. They just didn't think there was enough video evidence to overturn it. Just about everyone disagreed, and it's unfortunate, these officiating things. I know I'm talking about it, but it has to be a story when close calls like that, the vast majority of people think it went the wrong way, and they apparently didn't get it right. The All-22 coaches film angle shows Allen got it. Anyway, I think that has a role in the low enthusiasm, because then on social media you have people saying the game is rigged and stuff. If you're the NFL, you don't want that to be the story. Roger Goodell has come out and basically said it's ridiculous. Officials have come out and said there's no conspiracy. It's hard to blame them, but it's also hard to blame fans for not being happy with calls on the field feeling iffy and not right. And let's just hope officiating doesn't come into play as a story on Sunday. As for Buffalo, quickly, remember in the preseason, a lot of people thought they would finish behind the Jets and the Dolphins and the AFC East. They'd take a step back after the cap casualties, trading Stephon Diggs. People said Josh Allen was basically made by Diggs, which was just totally ridiculous. MVP is going to be named tonight. It could be Allen, could be Lamar Jackson. Feels like they might need more difference makers aside from Allen on the roster. I think Dalton Kincaid being healthier next year, year three, tight ends typically start slow in the NFL, could be big. Keon Coleman, potential year two jumper receiver. The defense, though, is what a lot of times in these playoff games have had to make stops, haven't been able to. A big story to hit on quickly, Myles Garrett requested a trade from the Browns. That feels like a seamless fit for him to be added there in Buffalo. They made the big swing on Diggs several years ago now, and that worked out for a while. I'll be shocked if the Bills aren't checking hard on Garrett in the coming weeks, and also Cooper Kupp for the Rams. LA wants to trade him. Kupp doesn't want to be traded. He made that known in a statement. But a former Triple Crown winner receiver available now heading into the offseason. And quickly hitting on a couple of coaching hires, I just want to mention Aaron Glenn. Seems like he's going to have a good shot to reset the culture there with the Jets. And then I want to mention the Raiders getting Pete Carroll. Similar thing, maybe a lot of work to do roster-wise, but he's there at the ground floor of this new regime with Tom Brady and team ownership, and he's going to be big in establishing a culture of competitiveness. It doesn't matter where you're drafted. He showed that in Seattle. He's all about competition. And then hopefully you have depth. Hopefully the best players rise into big roles. You get some stars emerge. And pairing him with Chip Kelly as the offensive coordinator, the narrative sort of went out of control with him as a head coach in the league. But, I mean, he had success as a coach in the NFL, clearly. Niners roster in his one season there was the worst in the league by far. So an interesting team there. And at AFC West, that's just insanely stacked with all those coaches. And now Vegas needs to find a quarterback. As for Super Bowl 59, again, a rematch from 2 years ago. We know these teams, the best, most consistent teams in the league the past 3 years. Of course, we know about Reed and Mahomes and Steve Spagnuolo, that defense, their playoff success. But on the other side, under the radar, for sure what Jalen Hurts and the Eagles have done. Hurts since 2022, 16 touchdowns and one turnover in the postseason. He's been a big game performer. You have guys like Peyton Manning saying that he's like a championship level quarterback. Now again, an opportunity to hoist the Lombardi, get a Super Bowl ring. And now Philadelphia armed with Saquon Barkley in the backfield creates more balance on offense. He can, as we've seen, 7 60-yard touchdown runs, NFL record this year, can score in an instant. Chiefs defense has their hands full, but again, basically driving force behind their back-to-back titles. Keep things close, play really strong defense, and then at the end of games, Patrick Mahomes is pretty calm, and Andy Reid gets guys open, and they go right down the field and score if the game's on the line. So I think for Philly, it'd be much better, obviously, for any team, but in particular, I think a close game. The Chiefs have won so many close games. NFL records, 17 straight, I believe it is now, which is like mathematically supposed to be like impossible. So they want to somehow jump on KC, get up, sort of leave no doubt. Don't let them in the game. Andy Reid with the extra time off is always great. Was 2 years ago, pretty much diced up in Eagles defense. The pass rush couldn't get going. There's talk that Vic Fangio's defense, he's now the coordinator, was Jonathan Gannon. But talent-wise, there's talk Philadelphia's in better shape 2 years later. They probably are overall, but remember, they don't have N'Kobe Dean. And, I mean, James Bradbury, he was an All-Pro that year at corner. The linebackers they had also played well. And again, no Dean in the big game, of course, was injured a couple of games ago. And as stated, the extra time off for the Chiefs has been Reid dating back to his time with the Eagles, the team he coached for well over a decade. Always good when he had the bye week. For a pick, I've been picking Chiefs all week, really, since the Championship Sunday games, despite how dominant the Eagles were. Chiefs just finding a way. They were my preseason pick. Before the playoffs, I said Chiefs versus Lions, and I swapped the pick to Detroit winning it all. So it might be crazy to sort of do that again and pick against the Chiefs. I'm going to say it has to be a shootout. I think Mahomes can pick them apart in Reid's offense. But I think Philly's offense with Hurst, Barkley, that offensive line, hopefully it's healthy enough. And then A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith on the outside might have enough firepower to win a shootout. They're very slight underdogs, 1.5 points, and I'm going to pick them to pull off the upset. And their second three-peat in a short span. They won a Super Bowl between two New England titles back in 2017 season. I'll say we do not get the Super Bowl three-peat. The Eagles win. And also, as a cherry on top, no controversial officiating playing into the result. So that'll do it for the final episode of the Wolf Sports Show this season. Thank you for listening, and enjoy Super Bowl 59.